Okay, Good Day is our Christmas part of the album, and you can play this at your Christmas parties or to yourself on Christmas Eve if there's nothing else to do.
And you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not bow, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town, Santa Claus is coming to town, Santa Claus is coming.
Welcome aboard Paulding County to another edition of My Sports. First and foremost, Merry Christmas. Hope you guys had an awesome week. We have an awesome week that we have to break down, and we're going to continue our wrestling talk here on My Sports this week, as last week the head wrestling coach for the Paulding Panthers, Elias Jimenez, he's joined us a few times over the years. Awesome insight from Coach Jimenez about his Paulding wrestling program. So today, we are continuing our wrestling talk, and we are sitting down with the head girls wrestling coach for the Antwerp Archers. She is Kristen Bauer. So that conversation, it's coming up next. We'll chat about how much the sport has grown, not just in Northwest Ohio, Ohio in general, but throughout the entire country. Girls wrestling, people are coming out in really big numbers, really good to see. So we'll talk to her about all the benefits of coming out for wrestling if you're a young lady, and we'll talk about her team and how the year is going so far. Besides that, of course, we need to talk about our MySports.live slate of games. We're in full swing. I mean, it is a busy time of the year for the MySports.live crew. A ton of games we have to talk about. Some games that we'll preview. I'll take you all the way up through Christmas, through the new year. Some tournaments over Christmas time that you can catch on MySports.live. So I'll have all of that for you coming up here just in a little bit. But I hope you guys have a very Merry Christmas. Hope you have a fantastic week. And I hope you get some downtime to spend it with the people you love. We all need a much-deserved break. For now, it's time for a break here on My Sports. When we come back, we're talking to the head girls wrestling coach of the Antwerp Archers. She is Kristen Bauer, and she joins me next, whoever you are. And however you're listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. We get it all started right after this. Stay with me. This is My Sports, and it continues next right here on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
We're back here on My Sports to chat some wrestling. Last week, we caught up with the head varsity coach for the Paulding Panthers boys varsity program, Elias Jimenez, and joining me this week, she's the first ever head coach for the girls wrestling program at Antwerp High School, and she is Kristen Bauer. Coach, thanks so much for taking some time today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate being here and bringing some light to our program.
So let's talk about you to start. Antwerp alum, correct?
Yes. I graduated from Antwerp High School in 2010. I think that's probably the best part, is watching my alma mater grow and accept all these changes and bring in a new dynamic to our school that just honors a whole nother group of student athletes, especially since we already had girl wrestlers here.
Yeah.
And now we're able to, you know, appreciate them as the unique individuals they are. And bring in a whole new generation of wrestlers. I mean, my own daughter is 8 years old, and she's been wrestling for the last 3 or 4 years already, just in different clubs around the tri-state area. And now she has something to look forward to when she gets into junior high and high school. I think it's just an amazing growth, and I'm so happy that I can bring that here to the school that I grew up in and now my kids go to. It's a really cool experience.
Now, the numbers for girls wrestling have only gotten bigger over the last few years, but I can imagine when you were going to school in Antwerp that they didn't offer girls wrestling. So I asked how cool it was to come and do this for your alma mater, but to be able to see the growth of all of these girls also has to be a pretty special thing. But overall, how excited are the girls to be able to kind of go off and be on their own with now their own sanctioned state tournament?
I think that's the best part is wrestling at Antwerp was still very new. Even when I graduated high school in 2010, we didn't have a high school program at that time. I think in 2011 is the first time that there was a junior high school program for wrestling at all. So Antwerp wrestling is still very new. They'd had a club for a while before that, but as a school event, it was still very new even then. Over the last 10 years, as I've watched my kids through it, I've gotten to see that shift from Olivia Shore a few years ago being the first girl to place at boys state since boys was the only opportunity she had. And then, you know, we had some really good wrestlers at Wasion that we went with that she went on to be a national champion in college and is now a coach at her alma mater. You know, so I've seen that transition over, this 10-year period to where now it's shifted to where we can offer it to our students too. All of the girls that I'm coaching, actually almost all of the kids that are on our junior high and high school team now, I've had as students in my fifth grade classroom.
Got it. That's cool.
And it's so cool to be able to transition with them and see this shift in the coach and athlete dynamic after we've already had relationships built. And, you know, they understand my high expectations for achievement and that, you know, we're working towards growth and not just this win at all cost outcome. Mm-hmm. And so they kind of know that about me already. I hold them to a very high standard and bringing that to the program that's still so new, but I already have the relationships built is, I think, going to be the best part. Seeing my veterans who've already been wrestling for a couple of years, just on the boys' schedule, now be able to be in the girls' schedule where they feel more confident and it's more appropriate for them. They're having successes that they didn't have before. And it's incredible to be able to see them make that shift. My sophomore that's been wrestling the longest, you know, she was on her way to regionals last year. And, nice. You know, that's incredible. But then now this year, she's already beat state-ranked wrestler, girl wrestler from a local school. She's currently undefeated on the season, and she, you know, she's making strides that she hasn't had a chance to yet before. So it's really awesome to see that growth and the level of confidence come up in all the girls.
Now let's talk about the team. I know you mentioned a few of them. How are those numbers looking so far with everything being so new? And what's your sales pitch to a girl that maybe is 50-50 coming out for wrestling for the first time?
Currently we have 5 girl wrestlers between junior high and high school.
Nice.
We have 2 junior high girls and 3 high schoolers. Our 2 junior high girls, one of them is brand new and one of them wrestled through club here at Antwerp. And then in our high school, we have 2 that are returning and a brand new high school girl. Total, we've got 3 that have wrestled before and 2 that are brand new. I've seen this camaraderie come around through the group of the 5 where my veterans are taking the brand new ones under their wing and really showing them that this is a team. Even though we're in an individual sport, this is a team and we've got each other's back. And, you know, it's a hard sport to be in because it's so individualized. But we've got it. I want all these girls to know, any girl who's interested in wrestling or even considering it, that like wrestling is what you make out of it. It is so hard. Mm-hmm. It is such a difficult sport. But what you put into it is what you're going to get out of it, because the life lessons that you're getting from wrestling exceed beyond our wrestling room, exceed beyond the wrestling mat. It's discipline and commitment and hard work and overcoming challenges, you know, in my opinion, one of the tougher sports for that reason, because it is only you on the mat. It's not, you've got a team with you. And so showing them that we can help you overcome all those things that you can apply to the rest of your life and build confidence in those situations is huge.
So you're obviously very passionate about wrestling. Where does that passion come from? And was this a sport you grew up around?
I didn't know anything about wrestling. all the way through high school. I had no clue. It wasn't on my radar. It wasn't something we offered. Wasn't something I ever considered getting into. My extensive wrestling knowledge was Friday night WWE matches that, you know, I flipped through the TV for. So
I love that.
Didn't really have any experience with it. But then I met my now husband, and his son was involved in wrestling. And as he transitioned and got older, transitioned through the wrestling club and into junior high and high school, and he got older and really wanted to commit himself to being the best wrestler he could, we started, you know, reaching out to other local clubs and getting him there, going to other state level competitions, national level competitions. Yeah. At one point he made the Team Ohio that went and competed, you know, around the nation to represent all of Ohio.
Nice,
and so through him, it kind of became our family hobby, right? So like
he
wanted this thing and he was willing to work for it. And so then we all had to learn and learn to love it. I mean, we are the epitome of a wrestling family, I think.
Very
you know,
cool.
We've got a wrestling mat in our basement. All of our kids now wrestle. We have, you know, season tickets to Ohio State wrestling where we go and just watch as spectators.
Cool.
It has become something that the entire family can bond over. And having all those experiences and knowing all these kids that joined our program, I wanted to bring that, you know, that knowledge to the girls' wrestling program here.
That's really cool. That's really neat. I like that a lot. So one thing I wanted to comment on, and I was never a wrestler myself, had some friends who wrestled in high school, knew a few wrestlers in college, and the one thing I always admired was how much work they put in to get into wrestling shape. Now, my young broadcasting career, it's brought me around a lot of football, whether it be Division III, Division II, Division I, all of the coaches say the same thing, and they love recruiting guys that were wrestlers. And same thing goes for the girls. I mean, even in softball, I heard Coach Jimenez comment on it last week that the mobility and so many skills just translate from wrestling to other sports. What kind of hard work goes into getting into wrestling shape and having the stamina to go an entire year?
Yeah, I mean, I 100% agree with all of those things. If you've got a great wrestler on the mat or somebody who's in great wrestling shape, mentally and physically, they bring that advantage to any sport they compete in. They bring that advantage to any task they compete in, whether it's academics or athletics. I know for my own kids personally, it took a lot of self-motivation and determination to be physically fit and ready enough once the season started. Takes some commitment to your nutrition choices, takes commitment to your training regimen. But I do know that we don't want one-dimensional kids here.
Yep.
And so we have most of our athletes compete in other sports as well. So and one of my girls even competes in the high school football team. And so they're training through their other sports, knowing that wrestling season will start. And so all the activities they're doing for their other sports, they're still thinking about wrestling and thinking about what can I do through this training schedule or through this sport so that I'm best prepared for wrestling. So football shape is different than wrestling shape. You know, we've had that discussion.
Yeah.
Sometimes you want your linemen to be as big as possible, whereas it doesn't always translate to wrestling. Wrestling requires our kids to go to a different level physically and mentally. And so they've got to train both aspects of that. How can I keep myself committed and focused towards the goal? How can I push myself and still keep my cool? And then the nutrition and training regimen. I mean, you just have to be committed to it and have to recognize that anything I do in my whole life can affect this.
So what's on tap for your ladies for the rest of the season? A few weeks in now, right?
We are 2 weeks in. We have several events that are both junior high and high school girls combined that we'll go to. I think our next combined event will be at Tenora, so another local tournament here. And then we've got a few where our girls have the option to go and compete with the boys. So our high school team will go with the high school boys to a few dual tournaments where we compete as a whole team and get team points. And then we've got a few events that our junior high girls have the opportunity to go to with the boys as well. I think the biggest one that most of our girls will compete with the boys, where we just don't have the opportunity to go to the girls tournament, is our conference championship. That is something that some of the other girls' coaches and I have been in discussion with and trying to figure out logistics, is how can we start a girls' conference wrestling championship? I'm not sure that that's something that can be pulled off for this year, but that's in the works. That's something that Wayne Trace's coaches and I have already talked about, and that's in the future, something we're looking towards so that we can honor that different division of wrestling also.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for the time today. I really do appreciate it, and congratulations to you on a new era of high school girls wrestling at Antwerp. I'm excited to see how your program grows, especially with the popularity of the sport growing so much, but I really appreciate the time today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Plenty more My Sports to come here on My 102.7, but it's time for a break. When we come back, we hit the hardwood. We're chatting high school girls and high school boys hoops as My Sports rolls on. You're listening to My 102.7 FM.
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
My Sports rolls on here from the My 102.7 WMYW studios. Of course, my name is Pete Seymour. Thanking you so much for joining me this morning to talk some Paulding County athletics. And we just wrapped up our conversation with the head girls wrestling coach for the Antwerp Archers, Kristen Bauer. Thank you so much, Kristen. Thank you so much for your insight. Really was a pleasure this morning to be able to chat some girls wrestling with you and talk about the ever-expanding sport. I'm excited to see where girls wrestling is here in a few years, especially with coaches like you. So thank you so much for the insight this morning. Really was a pleasure, and thank you for taking some time out of your extremely busy schedule. All right, let's pivot. Let's talk about some girls hoops. A ton of girls hoops games happening this past week. Of course, we have a lot of guys to get to from last night. We'll take a look at the Green Meadows Conference scoreboard, but for the girls, most teams not starting conference play until after the new year. So let's break down some of these non-conference games from earlier in the week. And it was Wayne Trace over Lincoln View to get us started, 46-33, 11 in the first, 8 in the second, 14 and then 13 in the third, tallied Wayne Trace's 46 points over Lincoln View, again 46-33. And for the Raiders, well, they were led by Harper Meyer. She had 22 big ones. Lexi Moore, she also had 16. Caroline Winans chipped in 6. Kareen Winans also with a bucket. Your final again, 46-43, Wayne Trace over Lincoln View to get our week started. All right. Moving along, let's talk more Wayne Trace girls basketball, and this was against Van Wert. It was really the defense that showed up big in this one for the Wayne Trace Raiders, holding Van Wert to only 23 points. Your final, Wayne Trace 44, Van Wert 23. Your scoring looked like this. Lexi Moore, she had 18 behind her. Caroline Winans, she had 9. With 5, it was Harper Myers. With 6, it was Amber Stoller. With 4, Kareen Winans, and then a bucket to her name was Caitlin Mead. Your score by quarter, it looked like this, and I said that Wayne Trace defense clamped down in the second half of play. 8-12 in the first half to give them 20 at halftime. They were winning 20-11 at the halftime break. Add 24 more points onto that, you get your 44-23 final. All right, let's take a look at the Antwerp Lady Archers from earlier in the week. Big 62-41 victory over North Central, but having 34 of those 62 points, yes, over half, Caroline Roars. If you haven't got out yet, get out to the range, watch Caroline Roars play. She is spectacular. 34 for Caroline to lead the way. Also in double figures, it was Briley Bagley. She had 12, also chipping in. Eliana Horman, she had 4. Rayleigh Franklin with 6. Clara Roars also with a bucket. And Madison Peters chips in 4 of her own. Again, your final, Antwerp 62, North Central 41, 28 in the first half to North Central's 21, and then it was the big second half of play, especially the third quarter. 21 points for the Antwerp Archers in the third quarter as the Lady Archers take down North Central. All right, back to the Wayne Trace girls. More girls action from Thursday night. Thursday, it was a jam-packed night, so let's talk about it. Wayne Trace, 3 in double digits to defeat Fort Jennings, 55-24. Wayne Trace improved to 7-2 on the year with that win. Leading the way, Lexi Moore, she had 13. Kathleen Stoller, she had 12. And Harper Myers also pouring in 12 points. Kareen Winans with 5. And Caroline Winans with 3. Your score by quarter for this one, well, it was Wayne Trace early and often. 13 in the first, 16 in the second. They only allowed 10 points in the first half, only 2 points in the second quarter, led up by the Ladies Raider defense. And then they scored 15 in the third, 11 in the fourth, 55-24 the final. But again, you look at the score by quarter, 8 in the first for Fort Jennings, 2 in the second, 7 in the third, and 7 in the fourth. Heck of a job by the Lady Raider defense to again improve on the year to 7-2 after that one. More action from Thursday night. And it takes us to the Route 49 Classic for the ladies being hosted at Edgerton this year. And it was the host team, the Edgerton Bulldogs, on top of Antwerp in the semifinal matchup, 58-38. Well, and the Bulldogs, they did it from the start, outscoring Antwerp 18-4 in the first quarter. That's really all they needed. It was 13 apiece in the second quarter, Edgerton 19, Antwerp 12 in the third, and then the Lady Archers outscoring the Bulldogs 9-8. But again, 20-point victory for Edgerton, 58-38. Caroline Roars, well, she had 24 points. Clara Roars, she had 4. And with that, the Route 49 tournament continued on Friday, and it was Hicksville over Antwerp, 49-41, and then the host team, the Edgerton Bulldogs, picking up the tournament championship. The Route 49 champions, the Edgerton Bulldogs. Now for those Antwerp Lady Archers, they have a bit of a break. That was their last game until after the new year. Green Meadows Conference action against Tenora for the Lady Archers, that happening on January 2nd. And for the Paulding Lady Panthers, of course, you can't forget about them. A lot of girls' teams in action a little bit later today. That includes the Paulding Lady Panthers. They are at Holgate for a matchup with the Holgate Tigers. And for the Wayne Trace Raiders, they're also in action today as they take on Ottoville. So that's a look at the past week and a little look at what's coming up on the horizon for girls' hoops, of course, both in Paulding County and in the Green Meadows Conference. All right, we've talked some wrestling, we've talked some girls' hoops. Now it's time to chat some boys' hoops, but first it's time for a break. When we come back, we'll chat about all the action on the hardwood from the boys' side of things from an evening ago. All that and plenty more as My Sports continues right here on my 102.7 FM. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell. Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh. Your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding. My Sports continues here from the My 102.7 WMYW studios. We talked to our guest today, and we chatted a whole bunch of wrestling with the head girls wrestling coach for the Antwerp Archers. She is Kristen Bauer. Coach Bauer, once again, thank you so much for taking some time and talking about your program today. I really appreciate it. We just got done wrapping up a jam-packed week on the hardwood for girls hoops, so now it's time to turn our attention to the boys. Let's take a look at the scoreboard from last night before we do anything else. Only one Paulding County team in action, and that was your Paulding Panthers. Game's coming up today for Paulding again after playing last night and for the Wayne Trace boys. But for Antwerp, of course, Archers, they host that Route 49 tournament on December 7th. So let's take a look at the scoreboard from an evening ago, and it was the Paulding Panthers who needed a win in the worst way, trying to stop a string of 4 losses in a row, and they picked it up against Stryker, 61-47. Been a tough few weeks for the Paulding Panthers after starting out with a win against Continental, but they bounced back an evening ago, and they're right back at it today, like I said, at Ottoville, picking up a nice win against Stryker, though. That's a good start for the Paulding Panthers, trying to put a little win streak together over the holidays. So for Paulding, of course, Ottoville on the 21st, then they're back in action at North Central, and then against Miller City at home Saturday the 28th. And then the big one circled on the schedule, I'm sure, Paulding Wayne Trace, January 3rd, a big one in the Green Meadows Conference, in the conference opener this year. So again, Paulding only Paulding County team in action last night, but we were getting through that scoreboard, and we started with Paulding, of course, over Stryker. It was Wauseon over Tenora, 55-41. Archbold over Fairview, 42-37. Fort Jennings over Ayersville, 55-40. And coming up next for the Antwerp boys, well, of course, Route 49 tournament. They are hosting it Friday, December 27th, Saturday, December 28th. I've mentioned it a few times. If you have a chance, get out to those ones at the range. And if you can't, weather's too bad, stay inside with a hot cup of coffee or a hot cup of cocoa and tune into MySports.live. Make MySports.live a piece of your holiday season. So many games in between Christmas and New Year's. Check them all out, of course, on MySports.live. Well, for the Wayne Trace Raiders, they take on West Noble at Trine University coming up a little bit later today. That one tipping off about 3:30. Then they're in action at Bluffton University. So getting put on some of the bigger stages are these Wayne Trace Raiders. Get to play at Trine, then at Bluffton for two, and then, like I had mentioned, Friday, January 3rd, the eyes turn to Green Meadows Conference play and the Paulding Panthers. So Wayne Trace visiting Paulding again on Friday, January 3rd. Let's go through the standings. Of course, they are going to change after today, but as they look right now, four boys hoops in the Green Meadows Conference. It looks just like this. Again, no Green Meadows Conference games being played yet. It is Tenora at 5-1, Hicksville at 4-1, Edgerton 5-2, Wayne Trace 3-2, Antwerp 3-3, Fairview 3-3, Ayersville 2-4, and then Paulding also at 2-4. But again, those standings, they will change as the games are played a little bit later today. So, of course, we'll have you updated with new standings coming up on the next episode of My Sports. Well, not a super busy week on the hardwood for the boys. I know some action going on. It really starts to pick up in the next few weeks. So not a ton of stats to dive into from this past week. But once again, there's a quick breakdown on what's happened and your standings here moving forward. All right, we talked wrestling. We talked girls' hoops. We talked guys' hoops. It is now time for how we end every single show, and that is with some thank yous, and that is with our MySports.live slate of games. That's coming up next as My Sports rolls on right here on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
We're back to put a lid on this edition of My Sports like we do each and every week. That is with some thank yous, and that is with our MySports.live slate of games. I'm going to tell you what you can catch on the MySports.live airwaves coming up this next upcoming week, but there's a ton. If you weren't there in person, you can go back on demand and check out all the MySports.live games, not from this past week, not from this past year, but from the previous years, and I highly advise you go on and check out some of the great action we've had on MySports.live through the fall sports, football and volleyball, now up to girls and boys hoops, and we'll continue on through the spring as well. I know last year we were able to do a little bit of baseball, a little bit of softball, so get on to MySports.live, check out all of the games on demand. Much like these episodes, I'm almost at episode number 200 under my belt, so that's kind of crazy to think about over the 3 years that I've been doing this. So again, all of these episodes, they're on the my1027.org website for on-demand listening access. We've had so many awesome guests on. Go on, check them out. Check out the last few years of My Sports and be sure to hear from some of your favorite coaches and players in Paulding County. So let's take a look at the MySports.live slate of games. It looks like this. I'll take you up a little bit through the holidays. I know some of the GMC teams not starting conference play till after the first of the year. A couple girls teams already have one or two early Green Meadows Conference games already under their belt. But starting a little bit later today, it is the Wayne Trace girls varsity tipping off, about 11:30, maybe noon. Ben Winans, Kale Winans for the Wayne Trace girls against Ottoville. Antwerp boys, they take on Delphus Jefferson, Corbin Vance, and Ben Winans. They have that call for you, of course, that one being at the range. Friday, December 27th, a lot of the Christmas tournaments starting to take shape. Jason Landers and Scoot Miller, well, you'll have that pair through the entire week. The Route 49 Classic starts on Friday, Hicksville against Eden. That one will be on MySports.live again, this being hosted at the range, and then Antwerp against Edgerton later on that night. That one tipping off, oh, probably around 8 o'clock. Then on Saturday the 28th, of course, the opponents, they are still to be determined from Friday's results. So those games will be covered again later on that night around 6, 8 o'clock. The semifinal game and the consolation game. Once again, Jason Landers and Scoot Miller on the coverage for you. And then, of course, the Paulding Panthers, they play Miller City, and Garrett Mansfield and Brady Stabler will have that coverage for you again happening on Saturday. Let's fast forward to after the first of the year, the MySports.live schedule. Well, it looks like this. January 2nd, Antwerp versus Tenora Girls. Kayla Hatch and Susie Hullabaugh will have the coverage for you there. Again, January 2nd, also on the 2nd, Wayne Trace Girls, they're at home against Paulding. Big one in the Green Meadows Conference to get us started. Miles Holiday and Scoot Miller will have the call for you. And then Brady Stabler and Scoot Miller have you for Friday and Saturday. The Paulding Boys against Wayne Trace, the Paulding Girls against Defiance on Saturday, and then the Paulding Boys back in action at home at the Jungle against Wauseon. Again, Brady and Scoop have all of the coverage for you there. So a little peek into the future after that, because we are in full swing. Man, is it a busy time in the lives of the MySports.Live's employees. Kenny Stabler and Scoot Miller on Monday, that's January 6th. Fairview and Wayne Trace Girls. Wayne Trace Boys on Tuesday against Ottoville with Corbin and Scoop. Then Brady and Scoop back on Thursday. Antwerp and Paulding Girls, another big one in the Green Meadows Conference. Antwerp and Paulding Boys then play on Friday along with the Wayne Trace and Ayersville game. Jason Landers will have the first one for you with Scoop. And then myself and Brady, Wayne Trace Boys against Ayersville on Friday. And then Saturday, Paulding and Liberty Center, myself and Brady on the call for you Friday night and Saturday. So that's a look at your MySports.live slate of games. Again, some of these Christmas tournaments, they are going to be on MySports.live. So if you're from Hicksville, you're from Eden, or from Edgerton, with the Route 49 tournament being at the range this year, you can catch your teams live on MySports.live for all the action. Again, Route 49 tournament, Friday, December 27th, and Saturday, December 28th. So that's a look at your MySports.live slate of games. Now it's time for some thank yous, as we do each and every week. And the first one, it goes out to our guest today, the head varsity coach for the Antwerp Girls Wrestling Program. She is Kristen Bauer. Coach Bauer, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to spend it with me here this morning here on My Sports. Really appreciate the insight, and I'm looking forward to seeing how your ladies do and progress throughout this season. Best of luck to you and the group moving forward. The other thank yous, they go out to our sponsors, because without them, I would not be here and I would not be doing this. And those are the Athletic Boosters of Paulding, Antwerp, and Wayne Trace, Williamson Crop Insurance, Schweller Electric, Paulding County Economic Development, and the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Once again, thank you so much for putting your trust in me to tell the stories of the high school athletes in Paulding County. Well, that will do it for me today. We're out of time. No games for me to call today, but again, there are some coming up on MySports.live. Go on and check them out. Ben and Kale Winans, they will have Wayne Trace and Ottoville for you. And then Antwerp and Delphus Jefferson Boys, Corbin Vance and Ben Winans, that one coming up a little bit later. Whoever you are and however you're listening, my name's Pete Seymour, wishing you a Merry Christmas and thanking you so much for supporting me, not just this year, but every year that I've been doing My Sports and allowing me to tell the stories of the high school athletes in Paulding County. Have a great Christmas. Have a great New Year's. I'll talk to you after New Year's. Have a great break. Catch up with some family. Stay safe out there, and Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you next time right here from the My 1027 WMYW studios. This has been My Sports, and you've been listening on My 102.7 FM.
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.